Welcome to the Persimmon Trading Update Analyst Call, hosted by Jeff Fairbairn, CEO, and Mike Killoran, CFO. My name is Sarah, and I will be your coordinator for today's conference. For the duration of the call, you will be on listen only. However, at the end of the call, you will have the opportunity to ask questions. If at any time you need assistance, please press star zero on your telephone keypad, and you will be connected to an operator. I will now hand the call over to your host, Jeff Fairbairn, CEO, to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone, and Happy New Year. I'm very pleased this morning to give you our trading update ahead of the final results for the year ending 31st December 2013. The final results will be issued out on the 25th of February. The group made a strong finish to the year, and as indicated in our IMS on the 6th of November, we responded swiftly to the significant increase in weekly sales rates, and we substantially increased our construction activity across the country. We're very pleased to report that the group has increased the volume of new house sales delivered to 11,528 for the full year, which is 16% ahead of the previous year. Our construction teams have worked extremely hard to achieve this, and our build rates through the summer and to the end of 2013 were substantially increased, which has enabled the group to legally complete 6,506 new homes in the second half of the year, which is an increase of 30% over the first half of 2013. This has been assisted by an increase of 30% in our Space 4 production for the year, totaling 4,200 units, and we've also seen very strong support from the supply chain. The average selling price for 2013 legal completions was £180,900, which is an increase of 4% over 2012. This increase is due to the changing mix of sales of our traditional family housing, and full year revenues of £2.1 billion represents an increase of 21% over the prior year. This growth in revenues has not been made at the expense of margin, and the anticipated further improvement in operating margins will enable us to deliver strong underlying pre-tax profit growth for the year ending 31st December 2013, and will demonstrate further progress with the delivery of the long-term strategic plan which we announced in February 2012. On land, we acquired 17,600 plots of new land during 2013, which is a very strong replacement at 153% of current consumption, and once again I think demonstrates our appetite to invest in further growth for the business. The land market in our regional operating areas continues to offer attractive investment opportunities, with 10,100 plots acquired in the second half of 2013. And of this total number of plots acquired, over 5,500 of those were converted from our strategic land bank, which, as we know, produce superior returns as we go forward. And I think that also demonstrates that we're still very strongly in the short-term land market for the remainder. In line with expectations, we did open the 85 sites which we identified for the second 6 months of 2013, and enter the new year with a strong 390 active sites across the UK. We anticipate opening a further 90 new sites in the first half of 2014 and expect to see stable active site numbers through the first half of this current year. We've continued to see robust private sales through to the year end, and despite the substantial increase in legal completions that we achieved in the second half of the year, the value of our total forward sales coming into this new year is 41% ahead of the prior year at £908 million. The number of reserved exchange and private sales carried forward into 2014 at over 3,000 homes is 55% stronger than at the same time last year. A similar number of affordable homes has been pre-sold, reflecting a 9% increase on the prior year. So this strong forward sales position provides a solid platform for further sales growth in 2014, and our cash holdings have continued to strengthen despite the strong investment that we've made in the business through work in progress and land through the second half of the year. And we held cash balances of £204 million at close of play at the end of 2013. We'll give a further update on our assessment of the housing market once we've seen initial trading through the first few weeks of this year, when we announce our results for the year ending 31st December 13, which will be on Tuesday the 25th of February 2014. I would like to take this opportunity to thank all the Persimmon employees for an exceptional performance and substantive response to the improved demand that we've seen in 2013. And I would now like to open up to questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask your question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you change your mind and wish to withdraw your question, please press star 1 again. You will be advised when to ask your question. Our first question comes from the line of Andy Murphy from Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead.
Morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Andy.
Good morning.
I just had a couple of quick questions, if I may. I was just interested in your increased build rates. I was just wondering whether the build rate you have at the moment is sustainable, or whether there's any more room to push that any higher. Really thinking about putting through land planning, labour rates, and that sort of thing. And secondly, I was wondering on the Help to Buy, what proportion of your sales are under Help to Buy 1? And what you think the government might do longer term with Help to Buy, with half a mind on the election coming up in 15 months' time.
Yes, thanks, Andy. Well, first of all, on the increased build rates, this is really the standout for me for 2013, and which has enabled us to deliver such a strong performance. And certainly through the summer, where we normally see build rates diminish as people go on holiday, we actually increased them substantially. So we did access additional resources, which I'm very pleased about. We saw very strong construction numbers right through to the end of the year. So we have sustained them. We are mindful of the fact that additional volumes through the industry puts a higher demand on resources, particularly skills. So we are in the mode of further training, and we continue to invest in that through 13 and into 14 going forward. So I think it's very encouraging that we are employing more people. I was very pleased with the response and that we had from tradespeople. We managed to get the additional resources that we needed. Contrary to some reports, we've had good support from material suppliers as well. So I think the signs are encouraging. I think it's going to be still some challenges along the way, but we feel that we can continue to move that forward as we go through the course of this year, Andy.
Okay, thanks.
And the second point was on Help to Buy.
Yeah.
The volumes were 2,250 for the full year on Help to Buy legals, and that was 23% of the overall private sales that we took in 2013. So we're pleased with the progress that we've made on that, and we're on target in terms of the allocations that were made by the HCA on that front. I think that, more for the long term. Obviously, we're not yet one full year into the three-year Help to Buy programme, but already we do see alternative opportunities in the marketplace for alternative mortgage products, 95% products outside of Help to Buy. So I think, the mortgage market is responding in any event, and some people choose to take that route. But certainly in the second half of 2013, we saw a rate of 35% of our sales on Help to Buy 1. It's a very attractive product. We still see very strong mortgage rates available from 2.5%. and on 75% of the value of the property is a very attractive proposition for the buyer. So we think that that will continue to be a strong product. But as I say, I think going forward, the mortgage market continues to strengthen. We've seen transactions increase through the course of 2013, and I think we'll see a natural strengthening of the market, which will enable Help to Buy to be replaced in the fullness of time.
Do you get any sense that the government might be tempted to rein it in ahead of an election, or do you think that's pretty unlikely?
We don't see any signs of that. A lot of that talk and speculation really surrounded the issue of selling prices and this so-called housing bubble, which I can say that we have not seen any sign of that, and prices have remained stable in our marketplaces, which is right across the Great Britain, outside of central London, which we don't operate in. So I think a lot of the commentary is very London-centric. I think pricing stable right across the UK, so I don't see any reason why there should be any great shift in terms of concern over Help to Buy and the impact that it's having in any negative way.
All right, great. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ainsley Lammin from Citigroup. Please go ahead.
Morning, guys. Happy New Year.
Morning, Ainsley.
Just two questions. Firstly, maybe if you provide a bit more on your thoughts about the kind of volume and pricing into next year or this year, 2014. Obviously, you've talked about the build rate still holding up. Would you be comfortable with a kind of volume increase similar to what we've seen this year, at least double digit? Any thoughts around that? And then secondly, just on the kind of capital return program, I know you've mentioned before about the possibility of obviously accelerating that. Just wondered if you could update your thoughts there, and presumably the cash flow you're seeing is a lot better than when you kind of initiated that program. Should we be thinking about any acceleration be a smoothing of that remainder over the next kind of out to 2021, or actually all of it being paid a couple of years before the 2021? Just interesting your thoughts on that. Thanks.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Ainsley. I'll do the second question first, and we'll come back to 2014 trading. Capital return, we're very pleased with the progress that we've made on that, and as we announced at our AGM last year in April, we said that we were bringing 10 pence forward from 15 into 14. I can say that the market has been strengthened further since we gave that announcement. And I think you can see from our cash position at 204 million, we're in a very strong position on that front. So I think the signs are very encouraging. We're going to look at how we trade in these first few weeks of 2014, and we'll frame our view up and give our position when we announce our prelims on the 25th of February. But certainly the signs are positive, and we have said that wherever possible, where cash doesn't need to be utilised in the business, we will return it to shareholders. You can see that we continue to invest strongly in land, and we've invested more in work in progress, and we still generate more cash. So this additional volume that we have pursued very effectively, I think, in 2013, have put it in a very strong position from the perspective of the shareholder return, and we're very pleased with the progress that we've made on that. Going on to 2014, I think Mike will give you a bit more colour on this, but certainly with Help to Buy introduced from April 2013, we've got 3 months of trading on some slightly easier comps, so we expect to see some improvement there. We come into the year with a very strong forward order book, so I think the signs are encouraging in that regard. But Mike will give you a bit more colour on that one, Ainsley.
Yeah, I think the other feature, as Jeff said, we open the year with a stronger PD forward sales position, and on the affordable side to a lesser extent. But it's the mortgage influence on the market, the availability of mortgage credit, that we did see quite a positive trend on an improvement in mortgage availability ending the year. Well, the November stats are around about 71,000 mortgage approvals, We started the year with a January number of around 54,000. So, you know, we did see quite a positive trend on approval rates. And that is going to be difficult to repeat because obviously we're moving from a higher base. But having said that, we would expect mortgage support for the market to continue to gradually improve. And you know that may mean you know sort of maybe around about 5 to 6% improvement in PD sales rates this year over last. And I think, you know, that will then, bolting that to the improvement in the brought forward position that Jeff mentioned earlier, would deliver, you know, levels that you were pointing to, Ainsley, I think.
Yeah. And just one follow-up. If you just remind us of the kind of number of completions the existing business could deliver.
Well, we think that from the existing structure, Enzo, that we could, and from the net, you know, the outlet network that we've got, we could achieve 14 to 15,000 within the existing structure with minimal further investment. And obviously, you know, we replace our outlet network fairly rapidly, so we've got a lot of new schemes in the system. It depends when those land, but there is the opportunity, I think, if things fall in our favour, to see that network increase a little, which again could give us scope to take those volumes a bit further.
Great, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Benjamin Rosenberger from UBS. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, Jeff and Mike. Just two questions for me. I think one is on the cash side. I think it's about 100 million better than I think what your previous guidance, at least from the half-year stage, was. Maybe you can explain, you know, why that is. Is there any one-offs in there in terms of, have you done any big deferred land payments or anything, or is that a sustainable position? And the second one would be, I think I saw a Reuters comment, Jeff, that you expect us to upgrade our numbers. I mean, was that a comment on, clearly your top line is a bit better than consensus expectation, or is sort of, is any margin expectation there as well? Maybe you could make a comment on that.
Yes, thanks, Ben. Well, I think on the cash front, I think predominantly we're talking about improved volumes has generated the additional cash. So, you know, that the effect that you can see really demonstrates why additional volume coming through the business is so valuable to us in terms of the you know, the strength of the business and the return, the cash returns that we can make. So, you know, it's largely a consequence of volume. And I think the second point, maybe Mike will give you a bit more.
Yeah, I mean, on the margin, Ben, obviously, you know, that will be fleshed out at the point we deliver our prelims in February. So, as we've said in the statement, I refer you back to that, in that, you know, we see further margin progression. Obviously, the rate at which that improvement will come through will slow down because, you know, you've got to refer back to each and every investment that we do make. It's designed to deliver a certain level of EBIT margin, for example. And, you know, we've been through the last sort of 3 or 4 years, we've been through a sort of like a recovery or a rebuild phase, if you will. And that rate of improvement will gradually slow down. But we're still very positive about the opportunity to move our margins forward, and I think you'll see more of that when we get to February, but obviously there's still a bit of work to do to throw all the numbers together to give you an accurate bead on that at this point.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Glynis Johnston from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Morning, gents. I have a few, if I may. The first one is in terms of just your comment on pricing, actually, just a little bit more detail. Are you talking pricing net of incentives? We're hearing from industry data that incentives have moved quite substantially downwards. I'm just wondering if you're seeing that coming through. The second one is, again, following up on the price as well. I don't know if you can give us any detail in terms of the price on the order book, on the private order book, just to give us any idea what we should anticipate in terms of the mix effect that come through in 14. Then on the mortgage market, I'm just wondering, have you had conversations with the major lenders? Have they given you any guidance in terms of what you could maybe anticipate from the mortgage market in 14? And then lastly, just in terms of that consensus, again, a little bit extra detail, where do you actually see consensus for PBT in 14? And are you suggesting we should be towards the top end of that consensus? I don't know how big the range is.
Yes, thanks, Glynis. Okay, we'll take those in turn. Pricing, as we say, you know, in the statement, is stable, and you know, we're not seeing any housing bubble. We're not seeing prices increase significantly, but we are seeing some reduction in terms of incentive that we're offering. But it's fairly marginal. I think it's true to say that it's still a very competitive marketplace. So pricing is important, and you know, we're keen to remain competitive out there to achieve the sales and ensure that you know, we enable the properties to be valued satisfactorily through the lenders. So I think yes, there's some improvement on reduction in incentives, but pricing can vary quite a bit around the country and from one side to another. But overall, I think the net effect of that is pretty marginal, quite frankly.
I mean, in terms of the prospective view for pricing 14 over 13, we, as you know, Glynis, we don't particularly build in a view of HPI moving forward in the way that we run our business, you know, certainly in terms of the way we buy our land, etc. So we would expect a little bit of improvement on ASP coming through due to continued mix change, maybe, you know, 1-2%. But we're not, you know, we're not in the game of taking a view on HPI in addition to that sort of mix change. So I think you know, you'll have to take your own view on inflation over and above that bit of guidance on mix. I mean, in terms of just skipping to the last piece of your overall question in terms of PBT range and consensus level, well, I think that obviously that drops out of the work that you and others do in terms of piecing the jigsaw together, and I don't think it's our position to try and prejudge where that will end up. Obviously, we're here to give you guidance in terms of the headlines that we've provided today, but also to flesh that out in February. And I would hope that on the back of that guidance, you know, the consensus will be appropriate as it emerges at that time. Jeff, I don't know if you've got further comments on the mortgage market developments.
Yeah, I think obviously, you know, we had funding for lending removed, but indications on that are that we don't anticipate any effect in the short term on the mortgage interest rates, which is very encouraging. And certainly Help to Buy, where, you know, some of the big lenders are writing a lot of business on Help to Buy 1 on the equity loan side. They're very comfortable with the product and are very supportive of it. So, as you can see, you know, there's a good level of transactions. We've seen good increases through 2013. We're seeing good conversion rates from people referred through through our broker network. You know, around about 80% of people that refer to the broker are getting through the process and achieving a mortgage offer. So I think all of that's very positive. Mortgages are very affordable. Deposits at 5% are manageable. And I think that the scheme has worked as it was intended. So we're very pleased with that, and I think that the mortgage market is functioning well.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Jeff Davis from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gents, and a happy new year to you both. A few questions from me. First of all, could you just update us on current land buying conditions? Has there been any change in competition intake margin since the last update? And following on from that, it looks like the land bank has grown by about 9%. Last year. How are your thoughts on land buying shaping up for this year? I think at the IMS you were talking about still potentially more than replacing the land bank in 2014. Could you also give us an update on the build cost outlook for 2014? And just lastly, following on from Glynis's question around incentives, I'm a bit surprised that the impact from Help to Buy is marginal. Are you starting to see some builders give away that Help to Buy benefit by passing on to customers in the form of lower pricing? Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Jeff. Right, okay, well, current land buying, we're seeing a pretty similar position to you know, throughout 2013. Good conditions. We're still seeing good opportunities, you know, we continue to operate well in that marketplace. There are some situations where you might see a bit more competition entering the marketplace, but that's around the margins, I think, really. Generally, we're able to be successful with the land that we're interested in at good margins, and we're happy with that situation. In terms of land replacement, we're happy with our strong replacement strategy, I mean, on that front, we have a lot of our current strategic land is in the process in planning application stage through promotion work, so there's an awful lot of effort and work gone into that, and a lot of positions that are in for planning at the moment. It's very difficult to interpret when those will land, you know, they will come through the system. We're confident that the planning system is showing signs of starting to work very well, and I think it's a very fair system. Whilst there are some political decisions, ultimately, if there's a refusal, but we've done all of our work properly and we've dealt with all of the issues correctly, then we will succeed through the appeal process. So we're confident that the sites will come through. It's just a matter of when. So I think, you know, in terms of replacement of outlets, you know, we continue to be very active in the short-term land market where we see good opportunities. But, you know, you could see a slight, you know, increase in the number of outlets that we have depending on when some of these schemes land. So I think that's really where we are on that. And certainly, you know, our aspirations are to continue to grow the business. So we're happy to continue to add land to the land bank to assist that going forward. Build costs, I think, you know, I'm happy with where we are on that front. We've got still quite a number of deals fixed out through the course of 2014, so quite a few situations where we won't see any increase. There will be some pressure, but I think it's pretty marginal on materials. I think on labour it's a bit less certain. I think it depends on really you know, total volume increase in the industry as to what effect that has on tradespeople, how many tradespeople are available. So I think there could be a bit of pressure there. But I know that you know, we're actively training more people on that front, so we're trying to add to the resource and improve, you know, the way that we operate. And I think, you know, we have got that big benefit of modern methods of construction. Putting more volume through our factory does enable us to cover off some of those issues as well. So, you know, we're pretty comfortable with where we are. So price growth, we think that there will be a little bit of pressure, but very manageable, not something that concerns me at all. And the last point, for you.
On incentives, Jeff, you know, the Help to Buy benefit obviously was the opportunity to reduce our own shared equity underwrite, which I think, you know, that has been taken up by. And obviously that does have a benefit in terms of the fair value accounting around that, which, you know, does benefit the numbers. So I think that is coming through in industry numbers. We're no different from that. But, you know, referencing Jeff's earlier comments on, you know, pricing and incentives, I think, you know, as Jeff said, you know, headline pricing, as you see in the statement, we believe it, you know, it is no consistent pattern of HPI, you know, it's pretty stable. You know, when you throw it all together, there are ups and downs around the country, but we are seeing the opportunity to be able to reduce incentives offered to customers to seal deals in the market with the improvement in sentiment.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Clyde Lewis from Peel Hunt. Please go ahead.
Morning, Jeff. Morning, Mike.
Okay.
I think I've got a couple of questions as well, if I may, mainly on sort of land, I suppose, but linking into the balance sheet. I'm just wondering if you can say a little bit about sort of land creditors and how that's moved, and also whether the sort of stock levels that you're sort of carrying, either work in progress or finished stock levels at the end of the year, was particularly low. Certainly I'm a little bit surprised by the strength of the cash, and also, you know, the scale of the land bank increase. So just sort of trying to square that a little bit more. I suppose linked into that, following on from sort of Jeff's comment about sort of land and sort of the land market, are you seeing, I suppose, the private mid-sized house builders more active at all? Are they starting to creep back in, or is that still sort of fairly quiet part of the marketplace for the time being?
Yeah, thanks, Clyde. I think I'll just deal with that last bit first, I think. It's still pretty quiet on that front. I think, you know, the smaller developers are still finding it very difficult to access funding to purchase land in the marketplace. There are some in, you know, higher net worth individuals who perhaps invest in land, you know, so there are some land companies about, but you know, generally in the market that we're operating in, we're still finding that you know, there are good opportunities in locations that we want to be, the quality end of the market, where you know, the strength of our covenant at Persimmon enables us to do deals. So I think, you know, we're happy with that situation. I think it's still very difficult for the smaller players out there.
Right, on the overall sort of cash flow position, I mean, obviously, you know, we do have to throw the balance sheet together to give you a complete, accurate picture on it in February. But just to give you an outline, obviously, we opened the year with $1 million of cash held. We closed at 204. Paid a capital return of 228 in late June 13. So, you know, the simple math around that is that the free capital return cash generation of the business is around 230 million for the year. Now, within that, obviously, there is working capital movement. I would anticipate our land creditors having a 20 million. Across the year, so there's a benefit in there. So if you strip that out, you're still thick end of 200 million of free cash generated in the year, and I would anticipate a bit of WIP build at December. But if you put the comments that we've made around the increase in rate of build in the context of the increase in legal completions, the asset turn is that we've delivered is a lot quicker in terms of work in progress. You know, we've invested but then released cash that comes from that investment. So we'd still expect our WIP turn to, you know, to be around four times rather than any slowdown in that asset turn, because, you know, the rate at which our sales rates have improved are still a tad quicker than the rate at which we've been able to move. Well, we've made, you know, great strides on pushing our build forward. So we don't see the balance sheet blowing out particularly in the working capital area, the primary asset classes, which delivers, you know, if you strip out that bit of land creditor extension, you know, that's what delivers the thick end of 200 million of free cash in the year.
I think it's also important to say, Clyde, that we haven't stripped out all of our WIP either, you know, so, you know, we haven't reduced our investment in work in progress by taking more completions through 2013. So we're pretty, we're happy with that situation. We've not left the stock levels bare, as it were. So we're in a strong position on that front as well.
Okay, great. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian.
Our next question comes from the line of Charlie Campbell from Liberum Capital. Please go ahead.
Good morning, and happy New Year to everyone. Just one question. It's sort of open-ended, but you've got 90 new sites coming up, and I'm guessing that clearly the order book is much stronger this year than last year. Does that give salespeople or the organisation a bit more ambition in terms of, perhaps trying to sort of price those up a bit more than last year? And should that perhaps give us a bit more encouragement about HPI coming through in 14 versus 13, given you'd exploit the strength of that order book to get some better pricing?
I think my view on that is that the market is still price sensitive. The lenders are very disciplined, so we can see that the valuation process is robust. There's not great opportunities to move prices forward in that situation. So whilst we don't encourage or really want to see great house price inflation, albeit if it's there, obviously, we would take it. So we're very alive to it, but we don't see that there's great opportunity in that regard. We continue to keep that under review, Charlie. But as I say, I think, it's a competitive marketplace, and I think that the mortgage market is functioning well, and the lenders are very alive to the valuation process. So it's a pretty comprehensive system at the moment.
Yeah. So, you wouldn't want to risk lower sales rates by trying to price up a bit more? Is that what you're saying as well?
Certainly, we're not going to increase volume at the cost of any value opportunity. That's a key point, really, that we're not giving any value away for additional volume. We will only increase volumes where we do the right deals. So, we're not giving any value away in that regard.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Will Jones from Redburn. Please go ahead.
Morning, guys. Just a few points of detail for me, please. Mike, sorry, when you were answering the question about land creditors, the line went quiet here. Did you say there's an 80 million increase year over year? I think the balance was about
30-40 million increase year on year.
30-40.
I mean, obviously, we've not got the final
got you.
December, but we are the year at 240, so it may go up to sort of 270, 280, something like that.
Great. Thank you. And then just a couple more, really. Can you just give us the final sales rate for the calendar year? I think you were 0.56 at the nine-month stage, and I assume that dipped down a bit in Q4, but perhaps we get that number, please. And then just to tie up around where the volumes in the order book combined ended the year, I think it looks like it was just over 6,000, perhaps, but if you could help us on that, that'd be great. And then just the more general ones around strategic land and just the flavour of how you see the opportunities as you look forward for the next year or two, similar to maybe where you've been for last year or two, or stepping up, or any comments there? Thanks.
Yeah, just a little bit. I'll cover that forward order detail. The split on volume in the forward orders is almost parity between the PD and the HA. We're slightly over 3,000 units on PD and a very similar number on HA.
Okay.
So that's the volume side. In terms of PD sales rates for 13, in the first half, it gets a bit techy though this, but we're at 0.548, and in the second half we were at 0.529, and that's our first half sales rates and second half. As always,
great.
Spring is a slightly better private sale marketplace, and we've seen that pattern replicated through 2003.
Great.
And on strategic land, Will, if I've got you right, in terms, what are we doing on strategic land? a lot of attention is being given to promoting the existing sites that we've got. You know, we've got many applications running at the present time in the system on that front. So we expect to see land coming forward more quickly than we would have anticipated pre the improvements in the planning system, which is very encouraging for us and the business in terms of better margin delivery. When those land is difficult to say, as I mentioned, but you know, we're pretty confident that a big proportion of what we're promoting will come through. So I think that's really encouraging. We're also keen to invest in further new strategic land, and we'll give a bit more information on that at the prelims. But for the present time, you know, the strategic land does offer us a great opportunity for Persimmon to bring forward good margin sites.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Will.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of John Messenger from Redburn. Please go ahead.
Morning, Jeff, Mike. Happy New Year. Sorry, another one from us. Just two, if I could. The first one was around that strategic land again. And I appreciate this may be more detail than you want to give at this stage, but given what's been happening in the planning system and some of the older sites that have potentially been revitalised as opportunities to bring through, when we look at about 5,500 units that you brought over, is there a bigger proportion of those that are, you know, freehold, where you've obviously got the bigger windfall compared to history, or are they, is it very similar in terms of option versus freehold splits in there, just to think about the impact of that, and maybe is a reason why the cash position has been that much better, as in the replacement cost, given that number, may have obviously been far less dramatic in terms of the replacement value for those units. And the second question was really just more big picture, really, for Jeff. When you look at the year ahead, Jeff, which is the bigger challenge that you feel you're facing in terms of, is it these sites, turning them into, you know, sites that the JCBs can go on tomorrow in terms of getting through the various hoops that the planners are putting in your way? Is it materials in terms of pricing inflation or material supply, as in getting the stuff to the sites in terms of what material producers are prepared to do for you, or is it labour? Just one of those three dynamics, which do you feel is going to be the biggest challenge in the year ahead?
Yes, good question, John. I'll deal with that one first, I think. But I mean, they're all challenges, obviously. But for me, bearing in mind what we've just demonstrated in the second half of 2013, the bigger challenge still for us and the industry is the one of planning. And I think, you know, we're seeing the planning system starting to work. I think NPPF has been a welcome introduction. I think it's very logical and sensible. But the actual physical process of starting on a site and enabling conditions to be met and various issues to be resolved in order to get a start on site is still very difficult, and it's quite a complex area. There are a number of issues that affect that, but that is probably the most challenging thing, not just for Persimmon, but I think for the industry as a whole to produce more volume, and everybody accepts that volumes need to increase to meet you know, the longer term aspirations for volume, that we need more outlets out there, we need more land, and I think converting them through from actually achieving a planning consent to making a start on site is a key issue that still needs to be resolved and dealt with. And I know there are various initiatives in play on that, and I hope that we see some improvements through 2014. I think aside from that, you know, the challenges on labour and materials, I think are manageable, and we should manage to keep pace with that. So I think you know, I'm more comfortable with those situations. It's really the planning in terms of delivery of new sites.
The strategic land cash dynamic, John, yes, I mean, that is no different to what we've seen over many years, in that obviously when we get outline consent on you know, the virgin white land that's in the strategic land bank, it is usually on conditional contracts still, where, you know, you've paid perhaps a 10% deposit
But there are situations where we already own freehold title there as well, which obviously is a low-cost route into very good quality land. So it is, I think, the principle in terms of cash efficiency that lies behind the principle of being very keen to bring this strategic land through and holding it in the business remains the same as it has been for years and years. It's just, as Jeff say, you know, with this change in planning, the new framework getting traction in the market, we're seeing a rising probability of success.
Great. Thanks very much.
Thanks, John.
The next question comes from the line of Kevin Kamick from Cenkos. Please go ahead.
Hi, just two from me. Happy New Year. Probably quite trite to wish you a prosperous one, because I suspect you're going to get that.
Thanks, Kevin.
I just need a little bit of help on just understanding the forward sales position. I think, according to, maybe I wrote it down wrong, but at the IMS call in the early November, the order book at that stage was 650 into 2014. So there's something like 250-odd million gone in the last, you know, literally 7 weeks or something. And I guess it's partly answered by your comment around, you know, pretty much a held sales rate in the second half to the first, which I assume, you know, probably has been fairly equal through that second period. But would I be wrong in assuming to sort of get to the numbers? The bulk of the biggest change that goes in towards the end of the year is a whole lump of social that you're projected to do in the next 12 months?
Yeah, I mean, we do tend to book HA contracts later on in the year. It's the contract negotiation exercise. Also, it relates to the, you know, we've said we're opening new sites in the first the year, and it's associated with that sort of forward indicator, in that obviously we're looking to tie up contracts with housing associations for the delivery of that units on new sites as early as possible. So I think that, yes, you know, you're right in that in terms of volume, for example, in the last 7 weeks of the year from, you know, the previous IMS day to the end of December, we booked around about 650 HA units into the order book, compared with around about 225 over the same 7 weeks last year. So there is, you know, slightly more going into the book this year. But without a doubt, I think the main driver for that is the private sale activity, which ran through right to the end of the year. You know, in a traditionally a quieter period, because obviously it's the run-up to Christmas, our PD sales rates were still around about 20% ahead of the prior year. So I think that, you know, the private, given that they're at higher value, you know, more or less twice the value per unit, then obviously that is the main driver of that value increase. Does that help, Kevin?
No, it does. That does help. The second question I had was that, I mean, this has obviously been the second year where you've had a good net replacement of land, and obviously a very high ratio in 2013, 150-odd%. How would you be prepared to have another year at that sort of replacement rate? And at what stage would you say, well, actually, you know, we can replace 1.5 for every one, you know, and we've done it for 24 months. Should we be saying we need to actually raise our hurdles on this because it's, you know, buying land is almost too easy?
Yeah, okay, Kevin. Well, that's a good point. Actually, you know, we have been increasing our hurdle rate, so we're pleased with, you know, additional margin potential anyway. I'm comfortable with the level of replacement that we've got in this period, and I'm, you know, willing to see that continue for some time. I think, you know, planning systems can change very quickly. We've got an election coming up next year. We hope that it would stay largely intact, but you know, a lot of decision making does become pretty politicised. So I think, you know, we need to make sure that we're in the strongest possible position for our situation and for the delivery of volume to put, you know, to grow the business and put on as much land as we can while the circumstances are good. And I think we'd be doing the right thing for the business and for the shareholder to do that, to put us in a strong position with a zero-geared business to achieve that while still delivering substantial cash back to the shareholder. So I think, you know, we can continue to do all of that. We do look at our margins regionally, and we take the opportunity to move it on depending on our individual circumstances. So, you know, we're pleased that that is edging forward, and I think, you know, the important thing is that we look at and buy sites that are in very good quality locations, so we're comfortable with that, and we can put the product on there that suits our marketplace. So all of those things lead me to the conclusion that we continue to put on more land in the short term for the benefit of the business.
What's the sort of average cash out length on the the number of sites that you've bought within that plot number, and has there been any negligible, what, has there been any real change in the sort of length? Is it shortened, is it lengthened, the average site size that you buy?
I mean, the average site size, Kevin, is around about 170 sites or so in that sort of number. So you're looking at around 100 to
100. Yeah.
But the range of site size in there, you know, there is quite a big range. There's some. But the average is running, you know, somewhere between 100 and 108, which is probably marginally down on where historically we've been, but not dramatically down on where we've been.
And the other thing to bear in mind, Kevin, is that as sales rates increase per site per week, then we work through the sites more quickly. So, you know, we're mindful of that, really. You know, we've got to work pretty hard, really, to continue to bring through outlets. We're not sitting on sites. We're working on outlets as soon as we've got an implementable consent. So we need to keep that replacement rate up and work hard at it. And hopefully there's the opportunity also, depending on when the strategic land comes through, to increase the level of outlets as well. So I think we've got the balance right at this moment in time.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press *1 now. We have no further questions coming through at this stage, so I'll hand the call back over to Jeff Fairbairn for any concluding comments. Thank you.
Well, thanks very much for listening on the call, everybody, and for the questions, which were very useful. And we look forward to coming back to you in a few weeks' time, towards the end of February, with our a bit more detail on the numbers we've given you for our prelims on the 25th of February. So look forward to that. Thank you for your support, and we'll speak to you soon. Thank you. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending today's conference. You may now replace your handsets.